Thank you for calling customer service. This is Michael. How can I assist?
Yeah, Michael, I'm seeing a charge on my mother's credit card for $49.89 or something, and I have zero idea. My mother didn't make it, and don't know what it is.
Okay,
So this is.
I'll definitely do what I can to help you out. Let me get that zip code, see if I can locate an account.
Yeah, it'd be 47024.
24. All right. And what will be the name?
The name is Mary Jo. The last name is Seedling, spelled Siedling.
Okay. All right. And for security purposes, of course, let me get that shipping address.
Yeah, it would be 18156 McGuire Ridge Road.
All right. Good deal. Good deal. All right. So, yes, looks like your mother did create an account with us. So what she did was she entered in a contest. And so by entering in that contest, let's see exactly what that contest led her to. Let's see. All right. So that contest was for a Dyson vacuum. Looks like she put in a bid or something of the sort for a Dyson vacuum. And by applying to the terms and conditions, checking that box, also what it did was enrolled her into this meal plan. And that meal plan is supposed to just basically help her to understand her dietary needs, good food habits, good eating habits, things of that nature. And that is a monthly subscription.
Okay, well, she obviously does not need that, and she's 80 years old, and she probably did something online by mistake, and so, you know, obviously she doesn't need that. So if you can just cancel that, please credit her back that money. I'd appreciate that.
All right. All right, so I will go ahead and have that canceled, but unfortunately, I don't think I'll be able to do a full refund due to the fact that she did check that box. That's a legal binding contract. I can't really go against that. But I can make sure that she is not charged moving forward at all. I can make sure that happens, though.
Okay, well, then let me talk to your supervisor, please, because I'm not happy with that result.
All right. Give me one second, okay?
No, thank you.
All right, one more second. Just bear with me. See what I got for it. What do I need? I need to be here. All right, so I did send this off. So being that this is a legal binding contract for the terms and conditions, as a courtesy, we can go ahead and do a 35% refund and make sure that account is closed out. She won't be billed or charged again.
Okay, well, again, she didn't agree to this. So, I mean, I know my mother. I've known her my whole life, obviously. And
right.
I know that my mother did not agree to sign up to anything. So regardless what you show clicks, I can turn it over to my attorney. No big deal. We'll request IP addresses, and we can figure out, you know, who did this. Because my mom doesn't even use this card. The reason this came up is because this is a credit card that she doesn't even use for anything. It's a damn Sears MasterCard that Sears sent her many years ago, and she doesn't even use it for anything. And then it all of a sudden popped up with there's a, you know, a charge on it. So like I said, I know that my mother didn't do this, so somehow or another her card got compromised, and she did not do it. So once again, I mean, I can turn it over to our attorneys. It does not matter to me, but I will not accept an only 35% refund, knowing the fact that my mother didn't sign up for it, okay? So regardless, it's no big deal. We can let our attorneys handle it or whatever. What doesn't matter to me. Whatever's easier for you.
All right, so if you're indicating that this is fraud, we do take that seriously. I can get you over to the fraud department and have them settle that as well. In terms of the IP address and things of that nature, we have that information as well. So would you like to be transferred over to the fraud department to see if we can have this settled?
Well, it's no big deal. I mean, I can just call the Sears MasterCard and tell them we didn't make the charge, and they'll just reverse it. It's no big deal. But, I mean, if you think this would be an easier way to handle it, it does not matter to me. Whatever is easier.
All right. Give me 1 second, okay?
All right.
All right, so what I did was go ahead and do a credit, and once we get this settled with the fraud department, that credit will either stick or it won't. But I do have your cancellation number, and you will see that credit back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. So that'd be the $49.89. Yeah, just let me know when you're ready. You ready for it?
Yeah, go ahead. I got a pen here. What's that reference number here?
Good deal. So it's going to be C as in Charlie or C as in cancel. 692. 693-4338.
Okay, C692-693-4338.
Perfect. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Fantastic. I appreciate that. So, just curious, where are you located? Where do you in a call center? Or are you a remote agent?
Call center. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, Atlanta. Cool. Cool. No, I'm just curious. I actually run a call center, so that's why I'm very familiar with these kind of things. So
gotcha. Cool.
Yeah, no worries, man. All right, cool. Well, yeah, if you can go ahead and transfer me over there, I mean, because, yeah, that would be fine, and we'll get this taken care of with fraud, and that should be the easiest way to do this.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second. I'll have you done, okay?
Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
Cool. All right, so actually, I went. So being that it's credit already out, so it's already kind of flagged as fraud. So we're already taking an investigative look into it. So if there's anything that pops up, of course you'll be the first to know. Your bank will be the first to know. But it looks like everything's pretty much taken care of here. We're just listening out to see if there's anything that's going to come back in terms of that, anything in terms of fraud. Okay.
Okay. So all then, right. Are you saying I don't need to talk to anybody else in right now?
Yeah, because being that I sent out the credit, that is what flagged it as the fraud. So at that point, it was basically the same information I just gave you. So it'd be kind of redundant. But everything is taken care of in terms of now. But if everything is checking out how it's supposed to check out, then everything should be fine.
Okay, well, cool. So then I can just look for the next few days, look at the statement, and if the credit shows up, then we'll just be all good. And then
Exactly.
Okay.
So give that, just give me 3 to 5 business days. You should see it right there posted into your account. Everything checks out.
Yeah, no, that sounds good, man. I appreciate that. I'll watch the statement out, and then if I have anything else, I can give a call back, and I got the cancellation number, so we'll be all good.
That's it.
All right, sounds good. Well, I appreciate it, and hope you have yourself a great day.
Same to you, sir. Have a great one, all right?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, now.